بشتى الصور أحب الوفي الأمين. When asked about an act of kindness, we often look to far and wide. Those who are more learned, more wealthy, always more of something. What we fail to see is that sometimes it's the ordinary people in our lives that do extraordinary things. When I heard about this tribute, my husband immediately came to mind. He is definitely one of the craziest, random, kind-hearted person I know. On return from a funeral one day, we found a newborn kitten left at our front door. At that time, I was heavily pregnant. It was easy for me to ignore the kitten and walk on. My kids looked at me with great anticipation, willing for me to be a hero. Who wants to be a hero in their third trimester of pregnancy? I could barely take care of my humans. How could I take care of an animal? My husband came in behind me. Without a second thought, picked up the kitten and brought it into our home. I knew instantly we would have to welcome a new member to the family. What inspired me, though, was how he looked after this little kitten. No cutting corners, no shortcuts, just selflessly doing what he could to keep the kitten alive. Most vets were shocked that the kitten was even alive after being away from its mother so soon after birth. I wasn't shocked at all. Javi would wake up during the night to feed this tiny little thing with a medicine syringe, clean up his box, wash out the blankets when they got messed, and never complained once. The wow factor in all this, we have two domestic workers. He's never asked one of them to clean up after this little kitten. As the kitten grew into a healthy big cat, I would often say how ungrateful it was. My husband's response is always the same. If we do things solely for Allah's pleasure, then we wouldn't expect gratitude from creation. That has always been his motto in life. If something is done for the pleasure of Allah, we would always be content and never be disappointed. The lessons I've taken from this: to be kind, we shouldn't hesitate. Kindness comes from the heart. Impromptu, no warning, realizing that Allah chose us to be there at that precise moment. We shouldn't fear poverty to be kind. We can't receive more if our hands are full. There's always enough room and enough love for one more. I've always seen this in our home. Niyya is most important. Do everything for Allah's pleasure. We shouldn't think that great and important things can only be learned from affluent, intelligent, or influential people around us. Sometimes just look at your spouse or your children. It's amazing how much of inspiration you can draw from them. Lastly, quality over quantity. Kindness doesn't have a size. Be kind to anything, everything, and everyone, no matter how insignificant it may seem. Every act of kindness counts. It will make a difference to someone at some point. Don't forget to be kind to yourself too. Be the kindness you wish to see in this world. Submitted by Zahira Limbada.